Welcome to the second episode of Aiden and Aziz's podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing one episode in particular on a Canadian TV show called Mr. D. This show is based on a funny school teacher who is not so good at his job. He is constantly juggling between being a teacher and dealing with his students and his personal life. The specific episode we are going to be talking about is titled World Religions. There are many issues in this episode to discuss. One of them being mockery of different, not so popular religions. And the second main issue is offensively pretending to be someone of power in religion, such as God or Jesus, as shown in this episode. The first clip we are going to discuss is when Mr. D is explaining a presentation his class has to compete on different religions of the world. In summary, the teacher says that the only acceptable religions are Christianity, Islam, and Judaism.
Religions of the world. Christianity, Catholic, Muslim, and Jew. Yes, Maya?
Sir, I'm pretty sure there's more than three religions.
Would you like to teach this?
Will I get paid what you get paid?
No, because you didn't go to university for 7 years to learn this and be trained as a teacher. Thank you. Now, if the Pope here would let me finish, yes, there are other religions of the world. But they are silly or created by crazy people, so we don't talk about them or believe in them. Your job this unit is to do a presentation on a religion. I am suggesting the first one, specifically Catholicism, which is a branch of Christianity because that's the most popular and the biggest. How popular? Jesus was Jewish, and even he was Catholic. Think about that.
Sir?
Yes?
Is it all right if I do my presentation on atheism?
Atheism, no. That's nothing. You gonna do a presentation on nothing, Lewis?
Sir, I'm an atheist. It's what I believe.
Okay, that's what you believe? Then you do your presentation on nothing, and your mark will be nothing, and you will go to hell, I promise. Okay, so let's dig into the textbooks, start looking at the religions, and pick the one that you think you want to present on. Let's go. Because I believe in God, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ.
Sir.
His only son, our Lord, was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended to the dead, and on the third day he rose again. You get more, Lewis. And you get a little extra, too. That's what I'm talking about.
Firstly, there are many more religions than just Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. There are over 4,000 total religions in the world. These three are the only religions based off of the prophet Abraham, which is only a very minuscule percentage of the whole pie, even if they are the most prevalent religions. Secondly, atheism is an actual belief that exists and is accepted. Especially since it's a Canadian TV show and is based on a school in Canada, it is surprising to me that they would limit people's freedom of expression and religious freedom. It states directly in Section 2 of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms that everyone has the freedom of conscience and religion, freedom of thought, belief, opinion, and expression. Each student should be allowed to do a presentation on whatever they believe in, and it is fundamentally freedom according to the Canadian Constitution. We are going to bring in our new guest for this week's episode. Welcome Jovan Kella to our podcast. Jovan is an expert in Hinduism.
Jovan, why don't you tell the audience about your religion?
What is Hinduism? Hinduism is a non-organized religion. This means it has no one systematic way to teach Hinduism. We also do not have a set of rules to follow like the Sharia law and the Ten Commandments. Hinduism is a very influential religion where we find interpretations of our religion in our very own community. There are a few key beliefs us Hindus share. The first being that truth is essential. Brahman is truth and reality, who is the main god. The Vedas are the ultimate authority. Individual souls are immortal. The goal of the individual soul is moksha, or liberation. And finally, everyone should strive to achieve the dharma, which means the right to conduct or righteousness.
Jovan, how do you feel that your religion, which is a very real and makes up for almost 2% of the Canadian population, which is over 200,000 people in Canada, was being discriminated against by the teacher and saying it was not real and created by crazy people?
What true Hindu believer, I feel very offended on how he describes my religion. Hindu is a very sacred religion and everyone has the right to believe in what they choose. We should not be made fun of just because we believe in almost 330 million more gods than the Abrahamic religions. I understand that having this many gods is a bit extreme, but it does not mean by any means justify the mental abuse I receive daily for being a Hindu.
Also, after he made these remarks during a kid's presentation, he referred to Hinduism as a hippie religion and made other discriminatory remarks during children's presentations.
Atheism is accepted by many different forms of religion, like Jainism, hence Lewis's earrings, Hinduism and Buddhism,
hippie religions,
and various different types of neo-paganism like Wicca.
Okay, you know what? That's great. That's enough. This has turned into a gong show here. You're just making stuff up now, and this is world religions, not some creative writing thing you're doing.
Sir, please, I put a lot of research into this.
Well, then you should have studied that God exists, and he is all-powerful, biggest power. Nothing's bigger.
Okay, supposing God does exist and that he is in fact all-powerful, then tell me this. Can he make a rock so heavy that he can't pick it up?
Obviously.
So he can't pick it up then?
No, he can pick it up.
But then he failed in making a rock so heavy he can't pick it up.
What? He can't... Get out.
I didn't say anything.
It's not a question, first of all. It's some sort of circular thing you're doing.
Sir, it's called a paradox.
Called a paradox? Thank you.
Sir, maybe you and Lewis should have a debate.
Yeah, Maya, because I got nothing better to do than just debate Lewis about something that doesn't even exist.
Sir, I'm sorry if my paradox scared you.
Fine. The debate is on. How's that for a paradox? You can stay.
This is in fact very wrong. As someone who practices Islamic faith, we believe in the acceptance of everyone for who they are and no matter what they believe in, because we are all humans in the end created by God. Our job on earth is to make sure everyone has the best and happiest life possible. Making incompetent remarks aimed at specific religions with the purpose of hurting and making fun of them is not fulfilling this duty, but is in fact doing the opposite. Being a part of a religion is an important aspect of someone's life and becomes a part of their identity. It is not just and righteous to take this liberty away from them. And that concludes this week's episode of Aziz and Aiden's podcast. We would like to thank Jovan Kella for joining us as a guest. We hope you guys enjoyed listening to this week's episode and make sure to follow our podcast and stay tuned into our latest talks. Next week's episode, we will continue religious discrimination in the media with a new TV show.